Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
And we have been telling the story of the sword in the stone. We just learned about that sword yesterday. And we've also been talking about a young boy named Wart and his teacher Merlin, who can do magic.
Merlin's been teaching Wart how to do magic.
Mm-hmm. And Wart spends some time living as an ant, a bird, and a fish. And by doing this, he learns different things about the world.
He's so busy. This helps him grow wiser and learn about what's right and wrong.
That's right. Now, however, we also learned that in the story, the King of England, that's where Wart lives, dies one day.
No one knows who will become king until a stone appears in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And? There's a sword stuck in the stone.
All right. Now, we do also see a sign, and the sign next to the stone tells people that whoever can take the sword out of the stone will be the next king.
What does this have to do with Wart? Is this what's special about him?
I guess we're about to find out.
Yes.
All right, let's get started.
The Sword in the Stone.
Many strong men try to pull the sword from the stone. However, it's too heavy to lift, so they fail. Then, Merlin brings Wart in front of the magic sword. To everyone's surprise, Wart easily takes it from the stone. Everyone cheers, and Wart becomes the new king. However, Wart doesn't want the responsibility at first. His attitude changes after Merlin comes to visit him. He tells Wart,
"The last king was your father, and your real name is Arthur. I will help you rule the land."
Then, for the first time, he calls Wart by his new name, King Arthur.
Word power!
Lift, lift. This table is very heavy. You can't lift it without help. This table is very heavy. You can't lift it without help. Cheer, cheer. Everyone cheered when the famous actor got out of his car and waved. Everyone cheered when the famous actor got out of his car and waved. Father, father. My father used to be a teacher, but now he works at a bank. My father used to be a teacher, but now he works at a bank. Rule, rule. Rule, ruled, ruled. Everyone loved the king because he ruled the country wisely. Everyone loved the king because he ruled the country wisely.
认识智慧
Responsibility Attitude
All right, let's get started on today's article. Now, the first sentence of our article tells us exactly what I thought would happen.
What is it?
It says, many strong men try to pull the sword from the stone. I bet some women try to.
很多强壮的男人都试着要拔出这把剑。
Mm-hmm.
They're strong, but do they succeed?
Well, no.
No.
It says, however, it's too heavy to lift, so they fail.
They fail.
Mm-hmm. All right, they're not strong enough to get the sword out of the stone. I guess they can't lift the sword. Now, lift is a verb. It's spelled L-I-F-T, lift. Let's find out what it means. We are learning about the verb lift here. When you lift something, you move it up higher in the air. You can lift weights. That's something you do at the gym. Now, the weights are heavy, so they'll make you stronger. You can also lift a pen to write with it, too. There are lots of different things that you can lift, of course, anything that you can put in your hands. Here's an example sentence. This table is very heavy. You can't lift it without help. This table is very heavy. You can't lift it without help.
Lift 在文章中当动词用哦，是举起、抬起的动作。那它还可以当作名词，特别是在英式英文当中呢 ，lift 它是指电梯，也就是美式英文当中的 elevator。
Mm-hmm.
那例句说到啊，这张桌子很重，你没有办法在没有协助的状况下将它抬起来。那文章中用到了这个句子叫做 "It's too heavy to lift."、
Mm-hmm.
Too 的句型呢，我们带出来的意思是太如何了，以至于不能做后面的。事情，那我们先进到 Matchbox 听讲师讲解喽。
Magic Box 找亮点。
号称这个法国金城武哦，村子里最帅的男人贾斯顿呢，他一直想要追求我，但是啊，他除了打猎，他什么都不懂啊，是要怎么跟我聊天呢？He is too dumb to talk to. 啊，谁说公主都要等男人来追求？我贝尔最讨厌这种大男人主义咯。英文里面呢，我们要说太怎么样，以至于怎么样，我们呢就可以使用这个 too 的句型咯。注意到呢，我们两个 too 是不同的。第一个 too 呢是 too。太怎么样了，像是呢小朋友长太矮没有办法玩云霄飞车。The kid is too short, okay? Too short 就表示太矮了。那后半部的呢，以至于不能玩云霄飞车，这个时候呢，我们就要接上 too 不定词哦。Too 不定词在后面呢，再接上原形动词，就用来呢表示我们这个不能够，以至于不能做到的事情。He is too short to ride the roller coaster.He is too short to ride the roller coaster. 他太矮了，以至于不能够玩云霄飞车。这个呢，就是我们 too 的用法。我们呢，可以再看一个句子了，像是呢，野兽城堡里面的这个衣柜婆婆呢，衣柜婆婆想要帮我打扮，但是呢，哎，她准备的洋装都太小件了，我没有办法穿了。Those dresses are too small for me to wear.Those dresses are too small for me to wear. 太小件了，人家穿不下啦。除了这个 too 之外呢，我们也可以使用 so that 这个用法。So that 呢，它的意思非常类似哦，也是翻译为太怎么样，以至于怎么样。例如呢，刚刚我们说的洋装太小，我们呢就可以使用 so that 来改写。Those dresses are so small that I can't wear them.Those dresses are so small that I can't wear them. 这些洋装太小了 ,so small. 我们呢就用 so 来强调形容词。后半部呢以至于怎么样呢，我们就用 that 来连接另外一个子句来描述造成的状况。这个 so that 跟 too 呢，除了长相不太一样之外，要特别注意到了 too 的句型里面已经有否定了。即使呢我们没有看到 not 或是 no 在里面，但是呢它本身就已经表示了太怎么样，以至于不能怎么样，那以至于不行哦。但是呢 so that 没有否定了，后面的句子呢像是我们刚刚说穿不下，我们 that 后面的词句呢就必须要用 not 来否定，所以呢在互相切换的时候呢就要特别注意到他们两个人小小不同的地方咯。
All right, welcome back. We saw that the sword was too heavy to lift. That means people couldn't pick it up. Now it says, then Merlin brings Wart in front of the magic sword.
接下来呢 ,Merlin 带 Wart 到这把魔剑的前面。So who's gonna lift the sword?
Well,
Merlin or Wart?
You know what's interesting here is that in day two of our article,We didn't know it was a magic sword. We just thought it was a sword.
Uh-huh.
And now we're learning that it's a magic sword.
Wow, so it's a magic sword.
Who can do magic?
Merlin.
And Wart.
And Wart. Mm-hmm. Oh, because Merlin taught Wart how to do magic.
Exactly. And that's why it says here, to everyone's surprise, Wart easily takes it from the stone.
Wow, to one's surprise 代表的是令某人惊讶的事情。To everyone's surprise,、mm-hmm. 就是让每个人都很惊讶的到底是什么呢 ?Wart 轻易的就拔出这把剑了。
Now the reason people are so surprised is because all these big strong men couldn't do it, but Wart's just a young boy. He's not very big and strong like these men.
And it was easy for him.
Mm-hmm, that's right. That's why everyone's surprised. But everyone is surprised and happy. It says, everyone cheers and Wart becomes the new king.
Now oh, that fast?
Mm-hmm. Now we know they're happy because we used the verb cheer in that sentence. Now, cheer is a verb. It's spelled C-H-E-E-R, cheer. Let's find out what it means.
Okay, everyone, we are talking about the verb cheer here. When you cheer, you shout in a way that shows you are happy or excited about something. You often hear people cheering at sports games for their team. They want their team to win. Or at a concert when the singer comes on the stage and everyone's very excited.Here's another example. Everyone cheered when the famous actor got out of his car and waved. Everyone cheered when the famous actor got out of his car and waved.
Cheer 这个动词呢是欢呼喝彩的意思。那例句说呢，这名演员走出他的车子挥手的时候，每个人都欢呼起来。那回到文章，我们说到呢，在场的每个人都为 Wart 欢呼，因为他变成了新的国王。Is he happy that he's going to be the new king?
We're gonna find out. I think you would probably be happy a little bit, but maybe you're probably really scared.
Scared? Mm-hmm.
It says here, however, Wart doesn't want the responsibility at first.
Oh.他不想要责任 responsibility 这个名词是责任、嗯、那它的形容词也很常见我们要学一下就是呢 responsible 它是负责的意思那所以一开始呢 Wart 并不想要当国王的这一份责任、
mm-hmm. Think about how scary it would be to just be a boy one day and the king of a whole country the next day
一天小男孩另外一天变国王 That is scary
Right, I don't know if I would want to do that butOf course, he has a good friend to help him.
Merlin?
Mm-hmm. It says here, his attitude changes after Merlin comes to visit him.
Attitude, 这个字是态度或是心态。那梅林过来拜访他之后呢，他的态度就转变了。So what does Merlin say or do to change Wart's attitude?
Okay, well, it says here in the article, he tells Wart, the last king was your father. And your real name is Arthur.
King Arthur.
Mm-hmm. I bet you've heard that name before. Before we talk about that, let's talk about the noun father. Father is spelled F-A-T-H-E-R, father. Let's find out what it means.
Okay, we are talking about the noun father. Now, of course, a father is a male parent. That means a man who has a child.And the opposite is mother, which is a female parent or a woman with a child. Now, another word for father in English is dad, or sometimes even papa. We actually have lots of words for father in English, and you probably have some similar ones in Chinese. Here's an example sentence. My father used to be a teacher, but now he works at a bank.My father used to be a teacher, but now he works at a bank.
Father 就是我们说的父亲或爸爸。那妈妈是 mother, they're your parents.、
Mm-hmm.
他们是你的父母。那我们例句说呢，我父亲过去曾经是名老师，但现在他在银行工作。那回到文章，梅林告诉他呢，其实他的爸爸就是 Wart 的爸爸，就是死去的国王。而 Wart 真正的名字是Arthur. So Wart is actually King Arthur.
That's right.
What else does Merlin tell him?
Okay, it says here in the article, I will help you rule the land.
Now, Such a good friend.
Yeah, that is a good friend, especially if you're a young king and you have no idea what to do. And you just find out you had a father and your real name is Arthur and things are going crazy here. But Merlin is going to help him rule. Now, here in the sentence, rule is a verb. It's spelled R-U-L-E, rule. What does it mean? Let's find out.
Okay, let's talk about the verb rule. When you rule a country or another place, you are in charge of that place. You can control the people there and the things that happen there. Now, we sometimes call the person that does this the ruler, but other words for this are king, queen, president, prime minister, and more. Of course, there's lots more words for rulers. Here's an example sentence. Everyone loved the king because he ruled the country wisely. Everyone loved the king because he ruled the country wisely.
Rule 这个字呢，在文章中当动词用，是统治、管辖的意思。那过去式跟过去分词规则变化，在字尾加上 d 就可以了。那另外 rule 还可以当作名词哦，它是规则的意思，像是 school rules 校规、class rules 班规。那如果你是遵守规则的 ，you follow the rules。如果你违反规则 ，you break the rules。那如果我们在 rule 的字尾加上 r 变成 ruler。第一个就是你铅笔盒里面会看到的尺，第二个就是跟我们文章比较有关系的统治者。那我们的例句刚刚说到呢，每个人都爱戴国王，因为他很智慧的治理国家。
So we know that Wartor Arthur is not very happy about his new responsibilities as king, but Merlin comes to him and he says, "Don't worry, I will help you." And Merlin also does this for the first time. It says here in the article, then, for the first time, he calls Wart by his new name, King Arthur.
Oh, I got goosebumps. For the first time, 就是第一次。那接下来呢，这个 Merlin 就称呼 Wart 为 King Arthur. 这也是他第一次这样叫他。
Now, of course, Elsie, this is a very interesting story, but we only just learned about King Arthur now. And of course, there are lots more stories about King Arthur. So if you liked this story, go and learn some more stories about King Arthur. There are lots of them in the library or even on the internet.
Or there's a movie
there
called
is.
King Arthur.
Exactly. So go and find out more about these stories. They're very interesting. But we are all finished with The Sword in the Stone today, so we are going to finish off with today's review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Review Time. As you can see, I've got some letters here on the whiteboard. They don't make any sense.
Oh, so we have to unscramble the letters, right?
You do. Okay. That's right. But before you can do that, you need to guess which word I'm talking about when I give you the definition.
Oh, 你要给我意思，然后我要猜。Okay, I think I'm ready.
All right. The first one is a person...a man who has a child.
男生有孩子，那这个男生就是个爸爸。他是个父亲 ，he's a father.
That's right. Now, can you find where the word father on here might be?
Okay, father, F-A-T-H-E-R, six letters. The first one.
Okay. So, how do we spell it?
Father, so F-A-T-H.
did that wrong.
T-H-E-R.
Father. Okay. Here's the next one. This is a loud noise you might make if you are very excited or very happy.
I'm cheering.
That's right.
Cheer. C-H. Let me look for C-H right here.
So how do we spell it?
So C-H and cheer, E-E-R.
Perfect.
C-H-E-E-R. Cheer.
Okay, here's your next definition. This is something you do when you lead a country or a big organization.
领导国家。I rule the country?
Exactly.
Rule.
Rule. So?
R. Where's R? R, right here. Okay, so R-U-L-E. Perfect.
Rule.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one. This is something you do when you put something in your hand and you take it up in the air.
举起来。
Mm-hmm.
举起来。Lift.
That's right. All right, now we've only got one left.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm. How do we spell it?
Lift. Lift. Mm-hmm. L-I-F-T.
Perfect. L-I-F-T.
Lift.
All right. Well, you guys can take some words out of your article and do this with your friends, too. It's pretty easy to do. But we are all finished for today, so we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Sword in the Stone.
Many strong men try to pull the sword from the stone. However, it's too heavy to lift, so they fail.Then, Merlin brings Wart in front of the magic sword. To everyone's surprise, Wart easily takes it from the stone. Everyone cheers, and Wart becomes the new king. However, Wart doesn't want the responsibility at first. His attitude changes after Merlin comes to visit him. He tells Wart,
The last king was your father, and your real name is Arthur. I will help you rule the land.
Then, for the first time, he calls Wart by his new name, King Arthur.
Lift, lift. This table is very heavy.You can't lift it without help. This table is very heavy. You can't lift it without help. Cheer, cheer. Everyone cheered when the famous actor got out of his car and waved.Everyone cheered when the famous actor got out of his car and waved. Father, father. My father used to be a teacher, but now he works at a bank. My father used to be a teacher, but now he works at a bank.Rule, rule, rule, ruled, ruled. Everyone loved the king because he ruled the country wisely. Everyone loved the king because he ruled the country wisely.
认识智慧
Responsibility.Attitude.